Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. God's kingdom is the deeper reality in the midst of controversy in the Middle East. Then, when addiction touches your family's Christmas, God's word offers hope. Details in the moments ahead. First, this month, Amnesty International released a report contending Israel has committed genocide in Gaza. Now, it's not the first time this idea has been pushed forward and sharply disputed. Tom Doyle with Uncharted Ministries says mainstream media narratives push us to choose sides, Israelis or Palestinians, Jews or Muslims. Yet he says,
for believers, it's dangerous to take our worldview from the news because we're the body of Christ and we belong to the kingdom of God. And there are bigger things going on than this war.
Doyle says that even in the devastation today, Jews and Muslims in the Middle East are coming to Christ, and God's kingdom knows no boundaries.
We want to see, as a result of this horrible time, people that we meet in heaven one day that say, I came to faith in Christ in the worst time in Gaza's history or Israel's or Syria's.
Pray for peace for all people and a surge of revival in the Middle East that will point the world to Christ.
I'm telling you, if the world can see Jews that love Jesus and Muslims that have come to faith in Christ, can be reconciled and can love each other and in some places even worship together, that is something they will never get over, because to most people, they think that is an absolute impossibility. But then God says, is anything too hard for me? And in Jesus, we do see that reconciliation.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Meanwhile, an evangelistic outreach in Vietnam earlier this month was full of surprises. The first surprise was that it was even allowed to happen. Vietnam is a staunchly communist nation where Buddhism is prevalent. A man we'll call Pastor Locke served as an interpreter at the crusade.
But we do believe that in this case, God opened the hearts of the official to give us permission to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ to people.
The second surprise was the impact of the two nights of outreach despite bad weather.
There were over 24,000 people attending the crusade, and over 2,200 people received Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord for that.
More than 250 churches united to bring this event about, and now these local churches are connecting with the new believers.
We thank God for those who opened their hearts to accept Jesus Christ. So please pray for them so that they can grow in their faith in Jesus Christ. And at the same time, we'd like you to pray for us more, so that we can spread the good news of Jesus Christ to many people, especially in this season of Christmas.
Join with Vietnamese Christians as they celebrate what God has done as they move forward into faithful discipling of one another. And finally, anyone affected by addiction knows how lonely it can be. A substance steals the attention of your loved one, breaking hearts and promises and leaving you to pick up the pieces. Brandon Bauer with The Lighthouse says,
families suffer greatly because of the individualistic approach and selfishness of addiction.
The holidays can highlight these painful gaps.
You have to sit in a room with your family. You know you love each other, but you're just at odds with each other, and it's creating turmoil and strife and family arguments.
Addiction often robs the youngest family members of their God-given potential. 1 in 8 teens report using an illegal drug in the past year, and 86% of teens know someone who drinks, smokes, or does drugs during school.
I've been working in the addiction field for 24 years, and what we're seeing is new types of drugs and younger people being addicted to them. And the younger the person, the harder it is for the family.
But the Lord doesn't leave us without hope.
He's given us all the answers we need to care for one another and to carry one another's burdens. And we need to stop pushing off that responsibility to secular counselors and actually do what we've been commanded in Scripture.
Connect with The Lighthouse at missionnews.org for next steps. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica, SGA's founder. It's a resource aimed at making your prayer life more vibrant. Get your free copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.